Hello there, it's Tuesday the 17th of April.
Ooh.
And this is Newsbox coming at you through the medium of a podcast.
Ooh.
We've been working very hard at coming at you through the medium of a book today.
Yes.
Soon to be published. Details will be coming soon on our MySpace site.
Yes.
And maybe yours if we do some viral advertising. Or I'm against that kind of thing.
Well, but we will be doing it,
yeah.
Even though we're against it, and please buy it.
It's funny, we've put in a lot of effort.
We have.
I did a spell check and everything.
I think it's going to be very, very good, actually. I just hope we don't get sued.
I'm sure we won't. What's the news?
Well, this student massacre seems to be the biggest story of the day.
I'm not surprised, it's the biggest student massacre ever. 33, including...
the student who'd done it.
Yes. Now, you know, it's in America, where they have bad gun laws. They were having a debate about it this morning, going, look, are you now going to have to reconsider your gun laws, finally? They went, well, no, because the student wasn't American. They seemed to think that the point was that he wasn't, you know, he was actually, he's been named now. He was from South Korea. They're not sure if there was two involved, because there's two sets of shootings.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sure if there were two people involved, but he was a loner, which would suggest that probably he did it all himself.
I think it was more than likely it was just him, wasn't it, really?
It was. But yes, so...
very sad.
It does only happen in America, where guns are quite widely available.
It makes me think of that famous Bill Hicks routine, where he talks about... laws in Britain where we're not allowed handguns, two deaths from handguns. In America, where everybody's allowed to have a gun, 50,000 in a year or something.
There is something intrinsically wrong. Why not, instead of listening to us talking about this, why not go and watch Bowling for Columbine by Michael Moore? Good film. That'll tell you all you need to know. He's fatter than us, but he's a bit wiser.
Do you think he's wiser?
Well, he certainly got more material together to make a two-hour film about.
Has he made a book? Oh, yeah, he has, hasn't he?
Maybe.
But how long did it take him to do the book?
Certainly, it took him more than 36 hours.
Yeah. So he's the most wise.
Well, that's us then.
Yeah.
David Cameron yesterday vowed to put the railways at the heart of green transport strategy. He says, sod the motorists, I like the trains.
And what's the Tories that fucked up the trains?
Well, I don't think Labour have improved them any. But anyway, they've said he can't do it because he ain't got any money. Idiot.
What a prat. When you go to the pub and you ask for a pint...
I don't do that, I usually have a glass of wine.
More often than not, it's going to fall short of a pint.
Or a gin and tonic.
And the thing to do is
I normally
to
have
say,
a pint of that.
Excuse me, could you just fill this up? Because those bloody bar people need to learn to stop.
Can you top this up, please?
Stop screwing us over.
Is this 5%? Why? Is this 5%, did you say?
Yeah, it's usually about 5%. Up to about 13% short.
And how often does that happen?
Very often. More than
5% of the time.
More than a quarter of pints.
Ridiculous. So we're losing loads of pints there.
Yeah, just think of all the pints I could have had.
Imagine
I've never had.
Yeah, imagine how effective your binge drinking would be if you had all that extra booze.
Yeah. It's funny though, it's different in Europe. If they give you a big head in Europe and you complain about it, they just laugh at you. I've done it.
It's nice, the beer there, though, isn't it? In a nice sort of round glass. Ooh.
In a nice round glass. Is that what you like about the glass?
Yeah.
One that's round.
Yeah.
Good.
Like in Belgium. I went to Belgium.
And it's a round glass.
Yeah, I had that one that had a special stand because the glass was round. Ha.
A woman.
Yep.
Who is also an astronaut. Managed to run a marathon in 5.4 seconds because it's quicker in space.
They've actually measured how long it took her to travel the distance of a marathon, which is 26 miles, in space. She did run the whole thing because she's a marathon runner. So she had a treadmill up there. She was strapped down into her hair, kept going up in the air. but she did run it. I think she did it very quickly, but it doesn't count because she didn't touch the ground. What I find remarkable about it, they've got a picture of her here. Look at the fucking mess in that. You think, in a spaceship, it'd be lovely, it'd be all silver, minimalist, lovely.
Yeah,
this. They've got an old advent calendar hanging up in the background.
Yeah, it's she's April. Just wearing like a fuddy duddy t-shirt rather than a kind of space age silver.
Yeah, they've got a load of crap all over their fridge.
She's got no special ears stuck on.
To be honest, it looks like she's in a warehouse somewhere.
Yeah, it does look really scruffy.
And also, how much money did it cost? I mean, maybe they just had the treadmill anyway, but apparently she had screens so she could watch the Boston Marathon at the same time as she was running it. It must have cost an absolute fortune.
And also, waste of energy.
Why, if she wanted to do it that much, why didn't she just stay down here
because
and do it?
Because surely running a marathon, you know, is going to have quite an effect on a person's body.
She's going to have a lot of space food.
She'd have been, you know, and all the space water. She'd have been, that is her own piss anyway. You know, it'd be better off conserving her energy.
Mm.
Maybe a light bit, you know, bit of exercise. Maybe some floating round, do some spins
kind of
in the air, that kind of thing.
Aqua aerobics.
But, you know, or maybe go on a chain outside the spaceship for a bit. Seems like, you know, I mean, she could have done herself an injury and then what? Dangerous.
Ooh.
We know anybody that works within the space agency. Tell us if we're wrong. Tell us if there's any reason for us to have done that.
Virgin Rail got these swanky Pendolino trains.
Virgin.
And David Cameron's going to help them out with this because he was caught out. They got these fancy Pendolino trains. The toilets don't work. People keep getting locked in, so they're having to spend $600 million replacing them all.
$600 million?
No, sorry, that's how much the trains cost in the first place. They're going to have to replace them all. It's going to cost a fraction of that. But
yeah.
Still quite a lot.
Yeah. Well, David Cameron's footing the bill, is he? Is this after he had that accident when he had to piss in a bottle of Coke and then he threw it out of the window and it hit the Down syndrome baby in the face?
Yeah. Kate Middleton and Prince William are still split up. There's pictures of them both in the paper here. She looks lovely, very slim. She's got
dignified.
Nice. Yeah, she's looking good, nice earrings. She's making an effort. She's looking cool and calm and collected.
William looks like a cunt.
He looks like a donkey, to be precise. He looks like a donkey from Shrek. What a horse faced fool he is.
Yeah. I mean, he was always going to grow up to be a horse, no matter what the early signs might have...
You know, everyone just goes, oh, Prince Harry's very ginger. Mm. There's no way he's related. He started to look very royal recently. He started looking like the rest of them.
I think.
Yeah, he's sort of taking on that sort of equine look a bit.
Equine?
Mm. Anyway, Kate Middleton's friends have spoken out.
What does equine mean?
Horsey. and they've said that it's all down to the fact that it's all the split is down to the fact that Prince William keeps going out to parties and not inviting her.
She's not at all equine, is she?
No, she's a lovely lady. She's going to probably go out with Russell Brand now.
Oh, well, I'm not.
Justin Timberlake says that Cameron Diaz is the one true love of his life. Firmly putting the boot into Britney there.
Yep, that's... And I suppose, I mean, who would you say was the most equine between Diaz and Spears?
I'd say Diaz was more equine, actually.
Yeah, whereas Spears is more blobby, isn't she, than equine. talking of equine, Henry VIII is going to be now, there's going to be a new drama about this, which I'm quite excited about.
I
really like the story of Henry VIII and everything that he did, and one of his wives he called a Flanders mare.
She must
have looked fairly equine. that's going to be good. Don't know who's playing him yet.
I do. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, it says at the bottom of the article. It's only one paragraph scene, you could have read to the end. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is playing it, who's a very pretty Irish boy.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, I see. He was in Velvet Goldmine.
So not Brian Blessed.
No, not Brian Blessed. He's not even got a beard. It's ridiculous.
And he's thin.
Yeah, he's thin and pretty. He's got real good cheekbones. He's doing adverts for Hugo Boss, I think, at the moment. Or something.
Hmm.
Certainly for some sort of aftershave. I've seen it on the telly. So yeah, well, apparently they're advertising it very heavily in America at the moment. So hopefully it'll come over here and be advertised a lot here, and then people will watch it, and it will be good.
Hooray for that! That's a policewoman. Now you know when there's a policewoman attacking Kelly Osbourne. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the Kelly Osbourne. It was
you're kidding?
Yeah, and that's all been kicking off in court. Apparently she had a swollen cheekbone.
Kelly Osbourne did?
Yeah.
What did Jack Osbourne think about it? What did Sharon Osbourne think about it?
Don't know.
What did Ozzy Osbourne think about it?
They haven't commented.
What did George Osbourne think about it?
Don't know, but Jordan says terrible.
This is terrible. Jordan would love it though, I think. She's that type. Walt Disney Corporation have done a collection of wedding dresses, 36 bridal dresses inspired by princesses in films such as Sleeping Beauty and Beauty and the Beast.
Great idea.
Oh, I'm horrified by the whole thing. That's having a Disney dress.
That one's very pretty though.
This
the
one
in the picture.
It's not awful actually. Doesn't look like the one that they've got here in Cinderella though. But it's slightly, maybe feel slightly queasy.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want one with, like, Disney characters all over it.
No, I bet on the label it's got a picture of Minnie Mouse.
Like, oh, remember when the Disney store first opened and they had these sell denim shirts with embroidered pictures of Tigger on it?
I bet they still do. You just haven't been in there for a long time.
God. Bacon Butties.
Yeah, have you read this? Are you disappointed?
Well, I'm not so much disappointed as concerned for my health. it's not going to stop me. But if you eat a lot of cured meat, which I certainly eat an awful lot of.
So this includes bacon, sausage, luncheon meat, and cured ham.
Presumably any kind of cured sausage or anything like that.
What is curing?
It's when it's kind of dried out and salted.
Okay. And smoked, maybe?
Smoked.
Mm. Processed in a weird way. But not like chicken nuggets processed.
No. But apparently quite likely to get lung cancer.
Emphysema.
And all that.
So don't eat. We know how to make the perfect bacon butty now.
But don't make it.
Don't make it.
Or make it and I'll share it with you. That way, you know, you've got...
It's if you have more than two portions a month, isn't it? Is that what it was? No, 14 times
between
a month.
No more than 12 to 14 portions of such meat should be eaten a week.
Oh, that's loads.
Yeah.
So if you have two, so you're saying if you have it twice a day or something. Anyway, Heather Mills, she says...
Mucker.
Says, sod you lot, I'm going to go move to America. They like me there, and now I'm more famous there than I am here. So I'm going.
She's probably best off staying there, to be honest. She's never going to be accepted here, is she? Really?
No, they like her dancing. She's better off up
there. Yeah, just get on with it.
Better disabled facilities.
Oh, much better. I mean, she's terribly disabled with all her backflips and whatnot.
Yeah, well, apparently she took a tumble this week in Strictly Come Dancing America thing programme. Dancing in America.
Go, oh my God, you're so brave.
Probably. You're amazing.
Oh my God, full house. All the points in the world, look at her, she's fallen over, but we can't hold it against her because she's disabled.
Some lesbians have had a big old fight in a fish shop, fish and chip shop. Yeah, I don't know what it was about. But.
Madonna's eldest, almost the age of a pop star. She's got a small rack developing. before we know it, she's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
You can tell.
I don't know, I reckon Madge is probably pretty strict, though.
Oh, a firm hand with the Madge and the Richie. Yeah. But, she, you know, a teenager is always going to be a teenager.
They're always going to be devious. They're going to find a way to break the rules. Richard Gere has got Shilpa Shetty in trouble. They were doing a PR stunt in India for AIDS, promoting AIDS, because they're both big fans of it. And he took hold of her in his arms, swept her onto the floor, well, sort of, you know, swept her over, kissed her cheek repeatedly. He didn't knob her, it wasn't obscene, but apparently any sort of physical affection you know, being shown in public PDAs, public displays of affection, apparently very, very frowned upon in India, which I think they should be here either, because they're a bit sickening, especially you couples wandering around in the sun, holding hands, looking all loved up. Don't rub it in.
Especially, what I really hate is people snogging in a pub.
Yeah.
Oh.
You ever done it, though?
Yeah.
anyway, so he gave her a kiss. Everyone's gone mad. They started burning pictures of her, which I think is unfair, because she was very much, you know, a passive victim of this.
Frankly, they're all fucking stupid. If they want to go around burning pictures of people,
they've made,
let them get
not even
it.
Burning pictures, they've built effigies of Richard Gere. Popped a hamster in and they burned that. Like the Wicker Man.
You know, if we'd have had time to waste today making effigies of people, who would you have made an effigy of?
What, to burn? Yeah, well, I do know. It would have taken quite a considerable amount of material, because she's a big fat bitch.
Oh, yeah. What's she called? She's kind of a bit slutty looking. Oh.
It would have had a top hat on.
Top hat and tails. Probably no knickers.
Anyway, Shilpa Shetty thinks that it makes India look regressive. And to be honest, it does. They didn't even make that much fuss about Jade Goody calling them all poppadoms. Just a little kiss and they've all gone mental.
No, Katharina Toffee Edgy has gone to court about 1.3 million that she claims is what she'd do for sexism because somebody asked her to make a cup of tea.
Did they say make a cup of tea, love? Sweet cheeks.
Now, what I'm mostly interested in is what she's chosen to wear. Not a very, you know, not a very sharp haircut.
No.
She's showing off her tits.
She has got a crucifix on.
Crucifix on, pretending to be a virgin. I bet she's not. She's kind of got a dirty look about her. I'm not surprised they
were sexist at her.
And look at those cheekbones. She's asking for it.
Another person who's asking for it is Edward Norton.
He is so badly asking for it.
He's going to be the Incredible Hulk.
He's going to be in so much trouble.
Hopefully it'll be a lot better than the recent Incredible Hulk that Ang Lee made, which was frankly a bit rubbish. I did see it. It was laughable.
No, I looked at that picture and thought, bloody hell.
He's in trouble.
He's going to be in trouble.
So you're popping off to America next week, then?
I might do.
We should do, because the dollar is very close to the...
Yeah, I might go and try and promote our book.
In America?
Yeah.
Hey, actually some signings in Waterston.
Yeah, I'll just go and set myself up on the pavement.
Barnes and Noble.
Get myself a nice bench in Central Park.
Does that mean if you buy our book, because it'll be available in dollars, that you're getting a very good deal?
Mm. Yeah.
Worth considering?
Yeah, so certainly Edward Norton,
$2
if you're listening, you can have a freebie.
He was in trouble.
Look at him. Brrr. Britney Spears. Apparently she's gone bonkers.
That happened ages ago.
Well, listen, still saying it.
Some rabbits went on a rampage.
I love this story.
There were some rabbits in a lorry in Hungary. Oh no, it was crashing. It was between Hungary and Austria. European.
Pretty white rabbits.
Pretty white rabbits with pink eyes. The lorry crashed. Luckily, the rabbits were okay, but 5,000 of them escaped. They didn't get very far. They just sat around eating grass and enjoying the sun, according to the police. They went and picked them all up again.
I wonder what their fate was, though. Like, why were they transporting 5,000 white rabbits around?
Oh, probably to go to a lovely rabbit house in somewhere in Hungary.
I think they're for fur coats / cooking pots. Preferably both.
Oh dear, Canute. The
one
polar
thing
bear.
About a rabbit. Bit equine.
They're
similar family, similar mood.
I don't know what the word for a rabbit is.
Rabbit.
Canute, the polar bear, famous polar bear. He's not very well. He's teething, he's had to have some antibiotics.
It'd be alright.
It'd be alright.
Good.
Tesco's are in trouble again.
Why?
As per bloody usual.
Why? What if they don't know?
Oh, you'll never guess. They've got some mushrooms that they're selling. Mushrooms are nice, maybe in an omelette, part of a fried breakfast, a lovely risotto. You can do all sorts of things with mushrooms. Tesco's have noticed this, and they've suggested that they're magic in pasta, such as a carbonara. They've said they've put a little label on saying magic in pasta, and everyone's gone mad saying they're trying to sell magic mushrooms.
Fact is, they're not selling magic mushrooms.
They're not selling magic mushrooms.
They were, we'd all be down there.
I mean, maybe everyone's just disappointed because they're not actually magic. I don't know, but it seems a little bit childish to me.
Cooking may traditionally have been seen as a female activity. True, it is within the home.
But certainly in most top restaurants, the chef is a man.
Here it says, seem to be run in top reference by alpha males.
Such as Gordon Ramsay.
Not an alpha male.
Jamie Oliver.
Not an alpha male. Didier somebody.
Anthony Worrell Thompson. He's an alpha troll.
He's a trog.
He's a trog. We're on the list.
He's a trog, remember. So, I mean, just to say this article here is a sham. I can't think of one chef that's an alpha male. Perhaps Keith Floyd?
Keith Floyd.
A younger Keith Floyd.
What about, the one who does all the fish? Rick Stein. He cried when his dog died, so probably not.
Maybe. Not the one with the only person left standing with a crew cut. What's his face?
Gary Rhodes. I hate him, he makes me feel sick.
The only person with a crew cut.
Him and Nigel Kennedy.
Who's Nigel Kennedy?
Violinist. With lisp.
Oh, yeah. No, Nigel Kennedy's gone bald now.
Oh.
He used to be... Do you remember when he was on Pop's programme?
Pop's programme? No.
Button. And he used to play the fiddle on it. And then Pop used to spit all over the screen.
Yeah. I don't remember Nigel Kennedy being on it. Broadband needs to be 12 times faster. It's simply not fast enough. I am waiting for a book to upload. I've been waiting for nearly an hour now. Not fast enough. So, anyway, Britain must develop super high-speed internet connections if it's to compete with the rest of the world. 12 times faster. Can you imagine 12 times faster?
Does that mean we have to work 12 times faster?
Yes.
I say I want it to, if anything, I want it to slow
down.
Isn't
that incredible, though, when you think we didn't even have the internet 15 years ago. We only had dial-up 10 years ago. And it seems pretty fast, really, now. And then it's going to be super fast. Crikey!
There's a picture here of Kate Moss when she was 16. Simply incredibly beautiful.
I think she looks a bit puffy around the face on that one.
Puffy around the face. Well, this beautiful portrait of Kate is expected to fetch £6,000 at auction. There's a picture of her when she was 16 in a quarry in Croydon.
Wearing a bra.
Yeah, she's doing the Croydon slag look. she hasn't changed much, has she?
Not really, no. She's aged fairly well.
Very well, I think.
Her face is less puffy now. The Danish are the happiest people in Europe. Not that surprising. They're saying, what is it about Denmark? Now, Denmark is quite an expensive place to go, I imagine.
Very high taxes.
And
it's like 60%.
Well, yes, and what do they get for their taxes? Turns out, happiness. Public transport works very well. They all work, normal office hours. You do a 37-hour week. You get 52, if you're a parent, 52 weeks of maternity and paternity leave shared between mother and father. Incredible. Full pay for that. Childcare is subsidised. You never have to pay more than 25% of the cost. You know, the healthcare system's very good. And this is what you get for your high taxes. Everyone here moans about taxes in this country, but if you do pay high taxes, you get better service. Like this in Norway, where I shall one day live. With my husband from Aha.
Which one?
Wakata. He lives in New York. He's doing very well because the dollar's very high against the pound.
I could see you in New York, actually. It's a kind of...
I've been there.
It's a kind of place where you'd succeed.
You think?
Yeah, you've got the right mood for it.
I'm taking that as an insult. Anyway, the Danish are happy. They pay high taxes, so don't moan if we get high taxes. We might get something out of it eventually. You know?
Yeah, it's just, you know, I always think, pay your tax. It's just how they spend it. And here, I think it's spent on a lot of bits of red tape. And I know you've got to have tape. Not necessarily red tape.
No. Sometimes we don't need Trident missiles either.
No, we really don't. Do Denmark have their own set of...
Probably not. They're all fairly laid back, aren't they?
Also, it's very flat now, isn't it? No hills. People are huffing and puffing everywhere.
No, they're not. There's no huffing and puffing going on in Denmark.
If you're worried about getting postnatal depression after you've had your baby, Michelle...
Oh, so that's what, 7 months' time?
Yeah, don't worry about it. You heard it here first. Just sing a lullaby. It doesn't matter if you're a good or bad singer. It will make you happier and baby happier.
Rock-a-bye baby on the tree. Let's not sing all of Rock-a-bye Baby, because we've done 26 minutes already.
A little baby died, and she had three holes in her heart and one on the brain. And as a tribute, they've named her own disease after her, which is kind of odd.
So she was, if anyone else is born with three holes in the heart and works in the brain...
They'll be called... They'll be told they've got Savannah disease. And I can only think that the parents of little Savannah would be fans of Erasure.
Blue Savannah song?
Yeah.
Isn't Savannah the name of someone in a bad American TV series?
No,
or was it the name of a bad
American It's just to do with Erasure.
Any more?
Nah, let's switch shit.
Well, thanks for listening. We'll be back with more information about our book tomorrow.
Yes.
Have a lovely evening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.